you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello, here I am. It's Nikki Glaser. This is Nikki Glaser Podcast. Welcome to Thursday's episode. We're doing something special today. We're going to, we always go through our Fanthrax, which is our fan mail that we call Fanthrax based on anthrax that was being sent to people in the mail back in the early 2000s. Don't know how we got there, but we got there. And I'm joined by Andrew, of course, and Noah. Andrew is 9 floors below me. Noah is 9 states away from me. And feeling pretty good. We already did one podcast today. That this is actually being recorded on Wednesday because we are traveling to New Orleans today. And then Florida this weekend. I sound bummed about it, but I'm loving the road right now. Loving. How are you feeling about it, Andrew?
I feel good. I just hope that I'm in the clear. So I don't know. We'll see.
You got clear. You have TSA pre and clear.
That's true. But I don't know about the clear nostrils. We'll see. I mean, it's so funny because, like, I have this test here and I'm just waiting because I don't want to go too early and find out I still have COVID. So I'm like.
Right. Well, so, if you have COVID, you could perform with a mask on. You could skip the meet and greet. We could ask the front rows to put on a mask. If they, you know, people can wear a mask if they feel scared.
It's a theater show. No one's getting close to me. I feel pretty strongly that I'll be.
And it says 15 minutes you have to be within 6 feet of someone, and you're only on stage for 12. So boom, we protect everyone.
I guess I'll go short just to save lives. My own.
Yeah. Last weekend in Houston was it's going to be hard to beat that club. It's called 713. And it was so nice. They gave me a jacket with my name embroidered on it. And then on the back, it said Glaze and the Moon Kings, which is my dad's band. This guy, Artie, shout out to Artie there, who does all like the talent relations. He got a cake for Andrew that we decorated and Andrew shoved his face in, which was hilarious. I'm sure you saw that on Instagram. He got me a a picture of Luigi. I mean, it was just like so above and beyond. It's so funny how those little things can make you, they make all the different venues never do that stuff. And it's like, this guy had an idea. We're going to do something different than most venues, you know, like that, that just doesn't happen. And I wrote my agent saying, you know, he wrote me and was like, it's so cool you're doing this going alone thing. He saw my post about, if you go alone, I'll give you free meet and greet. He was like, that's so lovely. Yeah. And I go, and he was like, how was your weekend? Happy Easter. And I said, you know what? It was a great weekend all around. I got to say, Austin, that theater, the Paramount, was one of my favorite. Those two shows were two of my favorite shows of all time. But Houston, I was in the best mood because I scooted. I rode a scooter on stage because they had a scooter because the hallways were kind of long. So he brought us this little electric scooter. And all of those gifts really make it stand out to me. And I said, you know what, Nick, my agent's name is Nick. I said, we are going back. I want to stay loyal to Houston because they put in the extra effort to make me feel really good. And I want to honor that. It's just, it was really nice.
It's like when those guys at the casino gave the guitar and the putter. And it's
yeah,
just, I don't know. It's
what
like,
casino that was. I'm just kidding. It was, I'm just kidding.
It was in New York.
I remember it was because it was something like
I know Del Taco.
Yeah, it sounded like Del Taco. It was Del Gatto.
Fuck, sorry guys.
Oh my
guys.
God, I'm
we,
so sorry.
I guess you
got to
send
guys.
Us another putter. And a
yeah,
guitar.
Honestly, I could use an amp. no, that was so nice too. I mean, these just, you know, little gifts, and it doesn't have to be that much. I mean, I got a card from a bestie this weekend too that I haven't opened up yet because I'm just not ready for those kinds of feelings. I always get nervous on Fanthrax Day, I gotta say. I get nervous hearing voice memos, even though they're always nice and they make me in the best mood. Why is it we avoid things that make us feel good? What is going on here? Like, I feel good in the moment when I hear them. I feel good. Like, I guess I'm scared there's going to be some sort of criticism laced within, even though I know Noah is very aware of weeding out any kind of thing that might bum me out.
We never get those kinds of voicemail, by the way.
I know. Everyone's so positive. What am I scared of? I think it is
one, you might feel like you don't deserve the love, so you don't want to, or at least that's what I go through sometimes. Like, if I get too much praise, I'm like, I don't deserve this. And then you're not going to react the right way.
They might not say I'm adorable.
Yeah, dainty and adorable and
oh my God,
elegant.
Noah cracked me up the other day. Yeah, I think you're right, actually, Andrew. It's a self-esteem issue because I'm scared they're going to say something that they might say something that makes me, you know, people compliment all the time and I walk away from it being like, it wasn't exactly what I wanted. It's just so stupid and it's all my own stuff, but it's both, you know, it's this addict idea that you hear in 12-step a lot of addicts tend to think they're the piece of shit at the center of the universe. So it's like, you think you're great, but you're also
like
it's the idea that like, I can't watch myself do comedy, but I can make people
say that I'm top like, 10 in the world.
yeah. Like what the fuck? I don't know. I have to post a thing today. I got, I'm going to say what Noah made me laugh about, but because I put a bookmark
on
that.
The suspense is killing me.
But I do have to post a reel on my, I got asked to do like a promotional thing on Instagram for this like wireless company, and they sent the offer and I was like, I would do it for more, and I just don't want to do a static, I don't want to do a post. I'd do stories all day, but no post. And if they can't do it, that like, I just am embarrassed to do posts. And they got the money up and I think it came back. They were like, we got this, but I thought that they probably eliminated the static post, but they didn't. And so now I'm like, signed this contract that I have to post a thing. And I had to write this monologue the other day, memorize it, get lighting. And like, it was a lot of work. And I feel like sometimes you get paid so much for these things and you go, my God, my life is so easy. But I was like, no, I put in a fucking lot of work. So I got to post that later today. And I'm so embarrassed. I'm just going to post it and not look at the comments, because I'm sure people are going to be like, look at Nikki like shilling herself out for whatever. I'm going to spend it on good things like 14,000 eye masks. I ordered from Amazon, I'm not joking you, 16 eye masks, all different kinds. I should do a video of it. But Noah, you made me laugh the other day when, you know, whenever I send you files or like ad reads or whatever, I write like, thank you. And sometimes I like pile on the appreciation because I just know that I've sent you like a bunch of bullshit and you got to whittle it down to 60 seconds. And it's just like, oh, this girl works so hard. And I just don't even see most of the work you do. And so I think I gave you like the compliment that we talked about, like that you really like. And then so you wrote back, you're like, thank you so much. I know you're like so busy and everything. And then you wrote another email and going and say, and you are, and it was adorable too. You said something like that was so cute. And it did make me feel good. Even though I've asked for that compliment, I like it when I get it still. Chris said it yesterday when we were practicing throwing. He was like, by the way, you are so adorable. And I was like, yes, he doesn't even know that I said that was my number one. It's so nice when you get it. Yeah, so that was a nice moment. Anything else going on in your worlds today?
No, just a boring fucking day, you know? Mm. Just a hang day. Brenna actually took off work, so we're just hanging.
Oh, and, nice. Does she have Coco?
She tested negative for Coco, but she has symptoms for Coco. So, you know, it's, you know, the patient has now become the doctor. So now I'm...
It is interesting. You just, like, give it to each other back and forth. I guess that's so what immunity does. It builds it up so that you don't get it again right away because everyone you have, you know. That's cute. It's fun to take care of someone you love, especially that she just took care of you, I'm guessing.
Yeah. She was, like, insanely nice to me. Like, it was, it's very special when someone, a facial, for some reason, is like the nicest thing I think a woman can do for a guy if he's accepting something. It's just like seven steps of love. It's like,
wait, I have a question for you.
You know what I mean? It's just like so touching and so like,
how do you,
I don't know. It's
how
it's
does amazing. She do it with your beard? Because I feel like that takes up half your face. You only have like this much
skin. Yeah,
it's
half the job.
Well, you could dig into the beard. You could get in there with stuff. Like, I think women think facial hair makes the face like completely, like,
there's still like a scalp underneath.
Sometimes she'll ignore the mustache here. I'm like, you could get in there. That's where the real fungus starts. Like, that's where the
lots
shit
of, like, build up.
But I think women,
you're not washing that out at all. That's probably is build up in there.
Oh, that's where all the build, all guys build up goes inside their beard. Yeah. It's disgusting. They fucking maggots.
I don't think Chris would let me do a facial on him. He would just be like, I got it. You don't need to do that. Like,
Trust me, I'm like that too. Like,
I
even
love
when
massaging him, and he's just like, "No, I'm good."
When they're pressing the face, I like lean into it, and sometimes it can be too cold. Like, she was using that cold stick.
I love giving massages.
It's
so much.
It's the best.
I love.
It's the
fucking
best.
We had that bestie who, if you're just joining the show, you're gonna be freaked out by this, but I am into just like operating on people's warts. It's just like my dream. I want to do it. I know it's so disgusting, but we had a bestie who God love her so much. The Cozy Wall is her name on Instagram. She was in Vancouver and was like, I have one for you. She sent me pictures of it. I was like so excited. And I see her at the meet and greet, but Andrew couldn't make it to those shows. And I couldn't be a weirdo bringing this girl, like, without an accomplice to be like, Nikki's weird. This is her thing. Like, I needed someone to be there to be like, to like kind of make fun of me, like a friend to vouch for me.
Oh, to go and cut off the wart. Yeah.
With my opener, John, and his girlfriend, they would have been like, what are you doing? But this girl was like, you can do it. And I was like, girl, I thought about ordering scalpels. I was going to take scalpels with me, but I decided like, I can't do this because it's, you know what it felt like? I told her it felt like exactly like being on the road and being offered, you get to cheat on the hottest girl in the whole, like your number one. And you go, I want to so bad. Like, it's all I've been thinking about. I've been, like, dreaming about. Like, I have this opportunity to, like, this is, like, my dream. I'm wanting to get warts just so I can, it's, like, all I do at night is watch videos of these things. Like, I'm a weirdo, but it's just so, it's the number one satisfying thing to me in the world. And I just couldn't do it because it's too weird. And I felt the same way men must feel when they're like, it'd just be wrong to do, even though I want to. Mm-hmm. It's thank you for offering. I just can't, but I'm going to be thinking about this so much. And I really relate. I mean, I don't want to say that's how men feel when they get offered pussy, but I'm guessing it is. There is a part of men that it's, and women too, where it's hard to turn down a thing that you may have like been dreaming about, but you just can't because it's going to make you look too bad.
Sometimes
it's going to be bad.
You get a 2-for-1.
Well, she said she was going to sign a document that said even if I like hurt her, she wouldn't be able to sue. And I'm like, can we get that notarized in Canada? Like, I also am scared of doing something wrong with it.
Get in there too deep.
She goes, what about if you just tell me what to do to it and then I'll film it? And I was like, you are the best. Like, the fact that I found someone who like is coming up with a way for me to like, I've thought about paying people on Reddit to do that to the things that they post on there. Like, I've thought about being like, can I pay you? It's so weird, but I just can't
help
it.
Maybe you could do something where, like, it's like you could do like some kind of VR thing where, like, you could put on, I don't know, I'm sure there's some kind of virtual reality where you can,
I mean,
where you could put on goggles and be your hands. Well, there's
pimples
these things.
So
you know what I saw
so
on TikTok? So many people are into pimple popping and all this shit.
Yeah, I know.
So there's these, like, they make, like, skin things that you get to pop.
I know that people can pick and
so
pop.
So I think there might be maybe a wart thing that you can perform surgery on.
There's
I'm sure
only,
there
like,
is.
Two or three of us. Most people in the warts subreddit are just there to, like, treat their warts and talk about, like, how much they suck. And then there's others like us that are like, film it. There's
but
like
I bet
three
you,
of
let's
us.
Let's do a Google search, though, because there's plenty of doctors that
are
do.
Are you kidding me? I've done, I know
okay,
everything.
Okay, so then why is there no, like, cadaver wart thing that you could cut and practice cutting?
Because you have to be skilled to operate on the human body. They're not just going to give a random girl who has a podcast a cadaver to fucking slice
up. No, not like
up.
A real cadaver, like a fake.
Oh, like a fake, because people would have to design, the need would have to be more than, oh, you know, like practice ones for,
yeah.
for gut. Hmm. Oh god!
Maybe
I
there's some
so
dildos
bad.
That come with general.
But here's
warts
another thing: I like the blood
off.
Supply. I like when it starts bleeding. That means I know I got to it. Like it needs yeah. all of the things of being in a human body. Okay, we gotta get to Fanthrax. This is disgusting.
You need the tears.
Okay. Yeah, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with Fanthrax. Andrew,
I'm coming over here.
Oh my god, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips and I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the show. We are not talking about what we were talking about before. We are moving on to Fanthrax. It is an all Fanthrax episode. This is a abridged episode, but we're going to get to it. Noah, what's our first fan? Oh, let's do the theme song.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the theme song.
We'd be remiss. Here we go. All right.
I wasn't frozen.
I thought you were frozen.
I know. That's,
you just
I am
held
frozen
it, man.
Inside.
You're fucking metal as fuck.
I'm fucking Hellraiser.
Fucking. All right, our first voicemail. Fucking... Hellraiser is from Nikki.
Hey, guys. It's Nikki. And I wanted to share an embarrassing kind of confession that I feel like is sort of similar to Nikki not wanting to share her favorite ordinary serum with us, because then like she's scared it'll run out and like there won't be any left for her. But it's about Nikki's show coming out on E May 1st. Welcome home, Nikki Glaser.
Yes.
Obviously I'm super stoked to watch and I will definitely tune in.
I feel this.
I'm also
I know where
kind
this
of
is going.
Like nervous and like upset about it. 'Cause I'm like, oh no, now all these people who aren't besties are going to watch. And yes, there's going to be like so many more people into Nikki Glaser and it's like less Nikki for me,
yes,
which of course, yes, is absurd and saying it out loud is even more ridiculous for me now. But I wonder if other besties feel the same way too, that like now going to be less Nikki for everyone else. Either way, we'll support. Love you guys.
Mm. Oh my God. I relate to this so much. As a Swiftie, I really had to give this up because I share her with the most amount of fans, but I really relate to this. And let me just tell you, from the person that you're worried about like losing out on, I don't necessarily think it'll translate to as many more podcast listeners as you think. And if it does, that's great. But the podcast listeners will always be more special than any other of my fans from any other thing I do. So you'll always have that. And you can always say like, you're my bestie. And you can say I was here from the start and I will never. I completely understand that feeling. It is flattering that you have it for me, but there is enough of me to go around and I promise I won't change. I will do everything I can to not change and be like different if I get more famous or more fans or any of that stuff that I always fear about when I love certain people. Even my friends who have become famous, I've been like, oh, I have to share them with their fans, you know, things like that. So I work very hard to not let forget
also, like,
the people that liked me first.
She compared you to like a $15 serum. So I want to get.
I will take it. That serum has changed my life.
Great,
and that it's really $7. But her
I know
voice also
I thought
was
it was
so
seven.
Good.
I really did think it was seven, and I put it to 15
maybe
to make you
two.
Feel better.
Oh my God, her voice is so soothing too.
Oh, it's very like.
I like her name.
Red Shoe Diaries. I don't know if you remember that on Cinemax.
Is it Red Table Talk? No, I don't know Red Shoe Diaries.
It was very
that was like sexual.
Yeah, that was like whatever.
It was on HBO, right?
Jerked off to as a kid. Cinemax.
Cinemax.
Oh,
yeah.
It started with a girl like reading a story. David Duchovny was in a lot of them.
Oh yeah, he's a sex addict.
Yeah,
you know, he came out as one.
Well, he's
probably
a method actor. Yeah,
and his voice is very sexy. It's like
Californication.
This.
I wanted to be him so bad.
The girl
I wore
in,
all black and stuff. What's that?
Really? For when you watch Californication, that was your first.
He was like my hero.
Like
I think he's the
really?
One that like made me feel like I wanted to be whatever, an artist or whatever, like a cool.
I never saw that
guy.
Show, but I know people loved it.
The first.
What
scene,
about what was he? Yeah.
He was a fucking complete degenerate asshole who fucking like he had a wife and a daughter that he and I don't know, he just fucked everything. And he was
and you were like,
like,
that's what I want to.
Well, he was like a real artist. He wasn't like cheesy. Like he was like fighting the urge to write books. Like he didn't want to do it, but he was so good at it kind of thing. I don't know. And he was funny. He was a piece of shit.
Wasn't like when you were 17, though. This came out when you were like 37.
Yeah. Very big inspiration. No, it probably came out when I was... No, it came out when I was probably...
32.
No, 27 or 20.
92 to 97.
Californication? No.
That's Red Shoe Diaries. Sorry, I'm still on Red Shoe Diaries.
No, Californication, if I had to guess, I'm gonna guess 2000... 14,
I'm guessing 2011.
Ago. 15 years. No, 2008.
I'm guessing 2011.
2007 to 2014.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I was still doing real estate when I was reading. So
that show was on forever. Jesus Christ.
The first the first episode was great. He was
getting
a blow. Maybe
I got to get into that show. I got so many old shows that I got to go back to. But we got to keep going with Fanthrax. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So on the topic we were just talking about. Right. Here's a voicemail from
Kate. Hey, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. This is Kate from Baltimore. I have a mispronunciation for you guys.
Yes.
So I am 30 years old, and until last year, I always thought that the Heimlich maneuver was called the Heimlich remover because you're removing what they're joking on.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, it was slightly very humbling when I figured out that I was very wrong. And I just have to say, I work in the medical field, which I know is a little alarming. But Nikki, I work in dermatology. And anytime we treat a wart, which is like multiple times a day,
yes,
I think of you. And I just think of how much you would enjoy it if you were sitting there watching what I was seeing.
Oh, my God. I would love it.
Love you guys. Love the pod. And Jack's my boyfriend's name.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that mispronunciation is great. I don't begrudge her not knowing. That. It would make more sense calling it the Heimlich remover.
I wonder if there's a dermatologist in St. Louis that can let you shadow. Maybe a little shadow program for you, for old Nick. Maybe we could figure that out. I don't know with HIPAA, but...
Yeah, well, there are a lot of dermatologists on YouTube who film these things for creeps like me. And their patients are totally fine with it because they sign a consent form being like, your foot can be on it and their face isn't in it. You know, sometimes their voices because the doctor's like talking to them while it happens. I wouldn't be able to do it, though. I'd have to get like actual training or I'd have to have someone like that girl like let
just
me sign
glasses
a document.
On and a coat.
I need to get some planner's warts.
I have a suggestion.
Okay, what?
Next time you do the family constellation, bring up the wart topic.
Yeah, why is this so a thing I'm into so much?
Maybe someone in your family?
It's a hill you can't climb.
Yeah, maybe.
Little hill.
I remember being a little girl, my sister had planner's warts because it's flat. Planner's warts are flat. They're not ever. Just want to make sure you know. Because at the bottom
that.
And they push in and they go deep. But my sister had them when she was a little kid. And I remember she got in, like we were climbing in my cousin's attic and there was a nail sticking out and it like hit one of them. And I was just like, oh, and it like was bleeding. And I was like, wanted more. And I remember that was the first time I was probably seven and I was so into it. So it was a thing that started young. It's probably deep in my DNA. Who knows? Wow. Next Fanthrax.
There it is. Next one. I think we just uncovered everything.
That doesn't explain it. Most people would just be like, ew, it's your sister's foot bleeding. Why
no,
do you want
that
more?
Explains everything, man. That's it. That's everything, dude.
Ugh.
All right. Here's Catherine from Canada.
CC.
Hey, it is Catherine from Canada, a.k.a. Nikki's favorite name, a.k.a. the Cozy Wall. I got to meet her the other day in Vancouver. If you have a chance to see her on tour, do it. Oh my goodness, it was so amazing. And being a bestie, you will understand so much more than anybody else in the room. Lots of really great tidbits in there.
Yeah.
I just wanted to apologize, actually, on behalf of all Canadians for our customs officers.
Oh my God.
Any experience that I've ever had coming back into Canada has been brutal. They are the biggest dicks, even to their own citizens. They make me feel like I'm doing something wrong and that I'm a criminal every time. So I just wanted to say that it's not just you. It is everybody. I actually adopted a puppy a few months ago. A rescue puppy came up from Texas for me, and I had to cross the border to get it and bring it back in. And on the way back, they searched my car 3 times, grilled me for 45 minutes, took my sleeping toddler out of the car to search her car seat and the dog's crate. They thought I was smuggling drugs in. So I just wanted to say it's not you, it's everybody. And it really sucks. I know they're just trying to keep us safe, but it's a little bit overboard there, Canada. Anyway, love you guys. Don't be cut. And Jack and Rose, he could have fit on that door.
Oh, he could have. Oh my God. That was the girl with the wart, guys. That's the cool girl with the wart, Catherine.
What?
Yeah, that's Cozy Wall. That's fucking Cozy Wall.
Yeah, that was
she
really weird.
She didn't even mention her wart, but that's the one. So she's awesome. And yes, that is in Vancouver. I got so many, not only from Catherine. Thank you so much for that, by the way. Very validating that it's like, I thought she were going to be like, they were nice to me. So nice to hear that it's not just me. I got so many messages about Air Canada being dicks and about the Border Patrol Canada being dicks. So it's not just me. It is a thing, and it felt so good. And there was apparently a guy who sued some French Canadian, because, you know, Quebec is the only place that there's like a lot of French speaking Canadians, I think. I could be wrong, but it's mainly, yeah, Quebec.
Yeah.
But they make Air Canada do French every single announcement. So you know the announcements on planes. They take twice as long because they have to do French too. But we're in Vancouver. It'd be better to do Chinese. There's many Chinese people in Vancouver, not as many French. I could be wrong about that. But I got told that there was a man, one of these French Canadians, who sued Air Canada because they didn't do the announcements in French. And he like did this big lawsuit and was just a dick about it. And there is this like battle in Canada of like, God, we have to like honor the French, even though it's just one little part of our thing. It's a very interesting
I also
dynamic.
Think like, it's funny when hey, like Canada. these people at the border, because, you know, they can, you know, they get in trouble for what's it called when, you know, you're picking someone out because based off their look.
Profiling.
Yeah, they're profiling. So like in this instance, they're like, they like for one out of every 10 of those, they have to stop like a baby and a puppy and check its asshole for like cocaine just so they can then profile 10 other people for, you know, it's like, no, but we stopped this woman with a, you know, a baby rescue German Shepherd. You know what I mean? It's just like, they do it to make up for the, like being a complete asshole to 50 other people.
It's unfortunate that like most of the time profiling in those circumstances work like but, you know, they also know that ISIS or whoever is capable of
hiding
radicalizing young girls with a child and a wart that a comedian wants to get at.
Yeah, they check the wart for another adopted dog. Yeah.
And it must, I mean, I'm not someone who gets profiled, so it must fucking suck that.
Yes.
It's like that's, you know.
I'm surprised I don't get profiled more. I think I have like I could pass for Middle Eastern.
Having pre-check helps because you go through an intense one and they kind of let you go. They don't go as crazy. But
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even know what it's like, but it sucks. Even when like you see your bag go through the thing and then the bag waits and it's either going to go to the left or right when it decides, like, when they have to search my bag and it's always just some fucking Zevia that I snuck in there from the green room and forgot to take out. And I go, and the guy goes, what is this? And I go, it's really delicious. I know you guys like can't eat this stuff because it could be a bomb, but like you would like it a lot. And it's like $3.99 for a can sometimes. All right, let's get to the next bad bag.
Okay, here's a quick story from Andrea.
Hi, No Drookie. I wanted to share with you guys a really cringeworthy Zoom blunder that I had.
Nice.
I was graduating with my PhD over Zoom alone in my apartment, which was really sad. But I had figured out how to get my family on one computer Zoom, which was facing me, and the graduation Zoom, which was on a screen behind me. So when it came time to open the Zoom with like the faculty and the other grads in my department, I didn't realize that it didn't automatically mute me. And I was all nervous and emotional, so I didn't check. Anyways, I joined that room and then turned to my family Zoom to tell them in Spanish that all those faculty members that they could see hated each other and look how miserable they all are. This is how they've always been. It's such an awful place. The people are awful, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, I turned around and realized I was not muted and just about died.
Wait, did they speak Spanish?
Thankfully, though? I don't think anyone that speaks Spanish was on the call. And by that point, they really couldn't do anything except give me my degree. So I was okay.
Yeah.
It was mortifying.
Oh,
and I hope I never have to see any of those people again in my life. Anyways, I just wanted to share my cringy Zoom moment. You guys are awesome. Thanks.
I bet they could just tell from her tone, though. She's mocking us.
Yeah, it's like...
You know? And there's some kind of, like, sometimes you do Spanglish, and it's probably, like, that red shirt cunt. You know,
and
like...
they say her name, like, perfectly in English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
left square.
Rosa de Blasa, Nicole's a whore.
Yes. Oh my God. But thank God for being bilingual, because that would have been horrifying had they understood completely. That's why you gotta spit the geek to the gib, but the girl with the gish.
There's gotta be nothing better though than when you get that graduation paper and you can finally be completely honest with your professor, even though nobody really talks shit to their face, but just that feeling that you have no more connection with them. That you don't have to kiss ass.
Day.
Did you when you graduated college?
They still haven't caught me. What?
You graduated college, right? You got the diploma.
Yes, I still have dreams that I don't, but didn't. But yes, I did.
Me too.
All the time.
I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding.
It's as if I live in a world where I think more about not graduating in my dreams than I do about graduating in my real life. So it's as if I haven't graduated. I'm haunted by them continually.
You know, I called Tulane University and I go, hey, can I get my diploma? Because I don't believe I got one. Like, I don't believe that, because I lost it, and like, I just don't believe that I
cheated
on everything.
So I never got mine. Yeah.
I didn't walk either. I walked at a fake. I told you this. I walked 2 months before when I didn't have enough credits. They gave me an empty diploma. I walked. My parents were there. I had no diploma in there. So I just had nothing in there. Everyone's like, why the fuck
was it a blank sheet?
It was just a blank sheet.
But they rolled up a blank, like it was like a napkin with silverware in it. It was like a table setting.
It was like the like a binder kind of little thing with nothing in it.
Oh, I think they give you a scroll, right?
No, I think they gave me a binder.
Isn't that usually what it is?
But all I know is
an owl in a fucking hat give you a scroll? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think Ellen was our speech person, actually. But anyhow.
Really? Ellen gave your speech?
Yeah,
she's from New Orleans. God, I wonder how she made for that. I bet she made $70,000 on that appearance.
Yeah, I don't remember. I was so hungover and like shaking and crying in the back.
Oh my God, you can't even remember if she danced and said, be kind. Fuck.
Dude, and then, so I called him and I got the diploma and I was like, okay, I guess it really did happen. But I still have dreams that I never graduated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think those are very common.
What did you major in?
English. Because I was already fluent and I had AP credit and I just wanted to do comedy and I just was like, I'll pick the easiest thing. And it turns out it was not easy. It was English literature. It was like hard.
Yeah, you had to read the whole book.
I just had to read stuff, but I never read a single thing.
So what did you do? Go online?
Spark Notes. And I would just, find excerpts to support these loose arguments that I would make. But I did well. It was just it was an education in bullshitting, phoning it in.
Same.
But I did use that degree because I was a teacher at one point. So that's when I know I got a degree, because I had to present that to when I was teaching at that Korean prep school. So it did pay off for that one semester of teaching. But other than that, never have used it. Never have used it.
Dude, so many jobs. If you just said you went to like not the best school, but you graduated, I really think they would never check. Like,
I think
so
now in the digital age they do, but back in the 90s, they didn't check that shit. Let's take a quick break and come back with more Fanthrax.
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they're all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at donttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Diamonds Direct spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, we're back. We're like plowing through these. These are fun. More.
Okay.
More.
Next voicemail is from Sophia.
Hi, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. This is Sophia Bestie from Oregon. I'm just calling with a mispronunciation story that was on The Bachelor months ago, and I haven't been able to get it out of my head.
Oh, wait.
But one of the contestants in the tell-all said, hearsay, she say.
Ooh!
Like, implying that it was... that it's gendered, like he say or she say, and I thought it was hilarious.
That is such a good
and
one.
Can't get out of my head whenever I think of saying it. Say, I she hear say. Her saying and want to say it
by the
like
seashore.
That. Give it two different options. Hope you all enjoy. Jackpot.
I love that because it is so. It's just taking two common phrases and putting them together. Very fun. Like yeah. That's hearsay. And it's also, oh, hearsay, she say.
I thought at first she was doing like her say, she say.
Oh,
like
right.
Two different hers.
It's really, see yeah, it's saying? He said, she said. It's not he say, she say either, too. It's funny that.
Does it really grind your gears? One, hearing grind your gears.
I don't
when
mind
someone
that.
Says, that's what she said.
No, that, I just go, huh. It's just, it's like, it's I nice. People can
just,
make a little joke.
What about it bothers you?
I don't know. It's just so hacky.
Well, it's interesting because it's people get it from The Office generally.
Yeah.
Michael Scott saying it all the time. And Michael Scott was not funny. And so it was a joke made by someone who is classically not a funny person and really dorky. So when people do it, they're paying homage to, if they're trying to actually be funny, it's it's a weird thing because you're actually imitating someone who's was the caricature of someone who wasn't funny. But I don't know. Sometimes it's a good. Sometimes you catch one that's like really good where you're like, oh, that would be funny if someone said that in a sexual way. And I think it's an easy way to, you know, we do that all the time with sexual stuff. We'll be like, and that's, you know, I'll be like, oh, my porn viewing is a slippery slope and so is my pussy. It's the same thing as that's what she said. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's the easiest way to make that very similar joke. And you and I dabble in that all the time.
I guess we do dabble.
We could go forever, dabble, take it.
You know, first of all, you know, I'm not a comedy snob. I think I'm almost opposite highbrow, but I don't know. I just feel like sometimes it's way too forced and it's said a lot. There was a time where it was said a lot. That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it's like dad jokes. It's comedy for people who are just trying to be funny and don't really know how to be.
That's what it was funny. Hearsay said.
Chris just recently asked me. It was so cute. He was like, hey, will you? Because sometimes I write him. I'm like, hey, I want some roast jokes. Like sometimes I make appearances on things and they just want me to roast the people on them. And so I'll just write, you know, Andrew, Emil, Chris, Tim, his brother, a bunch of, like, you know, all my friends that I know are just probably available if they can. They're great at writing quick jokes. And Chris is really funny. And I write him like, hey, just roast jokes based on these. And he asked me the other day, he was like, I want to be there for you in those moments. And sometimes I'm like not free, but like, I know like how I obviously understand jokes. He was like, I want to like learn how to write roast jokes. Like I want to be good for you in that way. And it was really sweet because I was like, oh, I would actually love to teach you. Like it would be fun to give a class on how you take this little germ of an idea and turn it into an actual joke and what that process is. I just love that. And it's kind of similar to how he taught me how to like throw and stuff. Like it's just, oh, like it's fun to teach things and it teaches you like, it teaches you something. I don't know. I've like never taught comedy before, but I guess there is an art to it.
Yeah,
but it was cute for him to ask.
We both took classes. I mean, you know, a lot of people, they always go, how should I get into stand-up? Take a class. It's okay. It's not.
Yeah.
You don't have to be too cool to take a class. Just learn joke structure. And I always tell them, start with the most embarrassing story about yourself and work off from there. I think that's a good place to start.
I always say, don't ever try to write from your perspective. Just write for someone else. And that's better advice for someone like me who, I like a homework assignment and I do better at other people's homework than my own. And I also had no idea what to say. So I was like, just write jokes that you would submit to Sarah Silverman to say, and then just be that, and then just say that. So it was very much helpful for me to not be like, what do I care about? Cause I didn't know what I fucking cared about or what I had to say, like write it for someone else. So that was my tip, but I like yours too. I'm trying to think of my most embarrassing story though. Wetting the bed, you know, that was probably it. And I still don't know how to really make that funny. I've tried. I haven't gotten over it yet. Sheets are still wet.
You've never said that on stage? You've never talked about wetting the bed on stage? What about, I mean, that story's hilarious. At school when the girl fucking rats you out?
I mean, I've told the story, but I've never made it into like stand up now. I should.
I mean, it's already there. You know what I mean? I think a lot of these stories, they're already, it's already
funny.
You just got to tell them without. It doesn't need the biggest twist. It's already fucking hilarious.
Yeah. You know? No, that'll come out in its own way someday for sure.
Yeah, it did.
it's like the reason I do everything, I think.
That and the warts.
All right. Let's get to, and warts. I do everything for warts. Let's get to the next Fanthrax.
All right. This one comes from a listener named Innocence.
Hi, Nikki, Noah, Andrew, besties.
I know
my
Innocence.
Name is Innocence, and I find myself with a new anxiety. I worry that people are going to think I'm cuh because I do certain things. For example, I never repeat an outfit. I might repeat a garment, but never an entire outfit. And once I've worn a garment too many times to repeat it, I will turn it into a completely different garment so I can add it back to the rotation. But I don't actually think this makes me cool. I just have ridiculous obsessive compulsive disorder. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I don't present the world with an entirely new outfit every
Something
single day,
will happen.
That the sun won't come up tomorrow.
Right.
And
right.
I'm wondering if you think you would be able to tell the difference between kuh and mental illness. love everything you do. You've been my like one of my favorite comics since I was a child, and I appreciate you oh so very much. Thank you, and Jack Wagon is what I'm going to feel like as soon as I hit the stop button, probably.
I've never even heard of a Jack Wagon. I like that. No, Innocence, obviously that is not fall under K, but I'm glad that you asked. I'm glad that you're keeping the sun coming out every day by changing your outfit. I think it's a, you know, we all have our things. I have to knock on wood when I say something like, I've never done that. Like, I always have to knock on wood. That sounds like a fun one where you can't repeat an outfit. I used to pray to God and I'd always have to be in a different position when I prayed or else it wouldn't come true. Yeah, these little obsessive compulsions. Yeah, no, I think that if you were like, I can't repeat an outfit because then people won't think that I'm rich and have lots of clothes, like that would be a different thing. But no, mental illness is never K, I don't think, even though it may present itself as K.
Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, it's got to be expensive to not be able to wear the same outfit. I mean, can he wear the same outfit maybe a week later?
He won't wear like shoes and the same jeans and the same socks and the same, like he's gonna mix
constantly
and match.
Switch it
and
up.
It also sounded like he recreates the garment, like he repurposes changes it.
Yeah.
Right. I would like to see some examples, cool. Innocence, yeah. of these outfits. I think I'm kind of inspired. I think that I don't really repeat outfits either ever intentionally. I'm never like, this is great. This shoes and this shirt and this. I think I might be good about it. I might think, I already did this. I can't do it again. What will people think?
I know. Part of me wants one of the weekends coming up. Is there Rent the Runway for guys?
No.
Oh. I was thinking like, I want to start wearing like really loud outfits on stage just as like almost like to like test me. Because I always wear like the polo fucking stupid, you know, jacket with jeans. Like, and like mm-hmm. I never, or a black sweater. Like, it's so hard for me to
you
veer
wanna
out.
You want to dress up.
I don't want to like get crazy. But something that like where like my problem is every time we take a photo of us on or of myself on stage, like you, every single show, you have this new outfit that you could post and it's like, boom, like it's just like flashy and awesome and cool yes. as shit. And then I just look like, you know, an old fucking wet towel every single time.
That is that's the curse and beauty of being a woman is that you get to yeah. change up your look a lot more than men get to. I would maybe implore besties to maybe loan you a loud jacket or something when we go to cities. That way you can like just literally rent it from them. You know,
so
maybe
funny.
Set up some kind of like
a runway.
They drop it off at our hotel. Yeah. But I see what you're saying. Yeah, you want to wear louder things in general just to mix up the pictures. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's
yeah.
Just
there's
like,
nothing more boring than pictures of men doing stand up.
Like, how did Eddie Murphy?
It's so boring.
How did Eddie?
No offense.
I know.
Women, it's compelling because we're beautiful. We can do makeup. We can do hair. We can yeah. do all these things. Men, it's always just a T-shirt, just like
and a
with
cool
a microphone.
Jacket.
It's so boring. And when you're singing, you can make like a cool face. I mean, you made some cool faces in some of the photos this weekend. I think maybe it might be about that, like doing funny things and getting more action shots.
Now, what about?
Because a lot of photos
Eddie
I post
Murphy,
are
though,
funny faces.
At 21, wore an all red leather
yes.
outfit on. Like, what gave him the balls
but he thought
and
that
the
looked
courage?
Cool.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing it for laughs. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. Just, but even if he thought it looked cool.
Well,
I
look
mean,
at Machine Gun Kelly. Look at what he wears. Look at what anyone. You could do anything, Andrew. That,
no,
you
I know.
You would just need to incorporate that style throughout your wardrobe. Like,
should I start wearing an all red leather outfit? I mean. Maybe
well, just
that's
take chances more. I think you love fashion.
Yeah,
you should borrow.
Be,
you also like
funny.
Fruit roll-up suit.
My fruit roll-up suit.
Yeah, that red jumpsuit
oh,
you
yes.
had.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. I just think it'd be funny. I was thinking that Harry Styles thing that you were posting, and he's
oh
rocking
God, he's
like
so
a disco
good.
Ball on his body. I mean,
yes.
My body would look insane in that same outfit. I mean, he has the body where he can wear.
He's so fucking hot. What is it about him?
What,
that,
yeah, he's because he's
God.
Masculine. He's like
he's
Bowie.
Free.
He's masculine, wow,
yes.
feminine, and just.
He just can. He's just. He's free. That's good. No, he's just confident.
Yes.
He
yeah.
looks like he's wearing something that I didn't even think about what he was wearing. I'm not even kidding you. That like I. It's now coming up in my head, but it didn't even occur to me when I was looking at those clips that he was in this like sequined. Like
yeah.
That. It was just his body, his face, his like his movements. It was just so erotic. God, fuck.
Did you see Olivia Shania Wilde Twain like touches like
yes
his body and he? Was
oh, I didn't
like,
see that.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was. I love, it was
she looked
it was a
amazing
cool moment.
Too.
Oh, yeah,
all right, let's get to the last Fanthrax, and then we're going to say goodbye for the weekend.
This is a good one to end with. Here's a message from Katie.
Katie.
Hi, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. I'm listening to Pod 198 right now, record of the year. And I am listening to the part where you guys are asking, like, what, you know, retail employees actually like tending to customers. And of course, I can't speak for everyone, but I mean, speaking for myself, when I worked in retail, I actually quite liked when a customer wanted to interact with me and wanted to be like friendly and personable, because I'm a friendly and personable person. And I was actually told quite often to stop talking with my coworkers because I was distracting them and myself. So I was just kind of stuck being by myself all day, just folding clothes. And so if a customer didn't interact with me, I didn't have anyone to talk to. I was pretty much just like bothering people like, hey, how's your day? And they were like, fine, and just walked away. So, I mean, personally, I really liked talking with customers who wanted to talk with me. I liked being able to actually help them and be like, oh, there's actually something I'm contributing other than just folding clothes, you know?
Yes.
So, I don't know. I just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
Also talk in my ASMR-est voice I could.
Oh my
love
God,
you guys.
It's so sweet.
And jacket.
That's good.
It's perfect for someone that works in the...
Great, great, great to know. I mean, I like that. Because I feel that way sometimes too, where I'm really chatty and I get bummed out when someone doesn't want to chat with me. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I'm trying to connect. And
what an annoying boss, whoever that boss was that told her to like calm it down. I fucking hate that shit, because you go into these places and they're like, they don't even want you in there. No one's talking to each other. You feel like you entered someone's house. Like, and you're like,
oh my God, you're so right. That's really funny. That's a bit. When you go into a store and you're like, did I wander into the, like,
am I in a living room?
House? Yeah.
Yeah. Of like a frat house that no one wants to talk to me. I don't know. Yeah. That's how it feels. And I feel like this girl had the opposite of that energy. You know what I mean? And someone was like, actually, we're too cool here at fucking Aeropostale for this.
Yes.
Or whatever.
No, it sucks when someone like just like kind of. Just make someone feel bad about the way they are. Like the thing that they, because that's just who she is someone who connects with people. And because that manager is so either jealous of that energy that she has and how good and how this girl might like eclipse her or eclipse him, whoever it was. I think it's that kind of like, stop doing that. A lot of times it's based in, I can't do it, so you can't. And it makes me feel bad that I can't do it. And it's nice to know. I think I'm going to try to make more eye contact and look for those employees who are looking to connect and make their job about more than just folding things and like straightening racks. Because, yeah, it's nice to have. It's so nice when you connect with humans and like have a real moment with a stranger, whether it be an Uber or whatever. But yeah, that was good to hear. It's a good perspective to hear. Thank you so much for that.
I also love. I just love.
What do you love?
No, like if. There's definitely times where like salespeople are just trying to sell you shit, but then there's other times where it's like they are actually being genuine and stuff, and then they try to sell you shit. It's fine
like
to go for
Mason,
the sale.
You go there and everybody knows your name. Buck Mason.
I went in there in Austin. I didn't buy anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't fashionable and it wasn't
How
crazy.
How good does it feel to not buy something?
Oh my God.
I remember when you told me that. You were like, and I didn't buy anything. I felt great. I always fill up my carts and then I just like click out of the window and I'm like, I just saved hundreds of dollars.
Dude, I had a sweater
in my life.
I had a sweater ready to go, but it was 90 degrees in fucking Austin, so I didn't buy it.
All right, I got
to
go because I got to go do a podcast with Dr. Phil. Excited and nervous. Yeah, how's that working for you? Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening this week. We will be back next week. See you this weekend in Florida, New Orleans, and Nashville. And we love you so much. Thank you so much for all your fan threxes. We'll see you next week. Don't be cut. And Jacks
in the...
Wait, what are those things that like you throw jacks? Like
yeah, jacks.
Oh, okay. Jax!
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.